Phoenix Audiobooks presents
The Diary of Jack the Ripper. The discovery, the investigation, the debate. By Shirley Harrison and Michael Barrett. The discovery and the investigation. Is the diary genuine? Report on the diary of Jack the Ripper. Summary. The basis of the book and the text of the purported Jack the Ripper diary is that James T. Maybrick was Jack the Ripper and wrote the diary. Handwriting comparisons by a number of leading experts, including the one selected by the English publisher, definitively show that Maybrick did not write this diary. A major factor cited in this book linking the diary to Jack the Ripper is the fact that highly unusual phrases and expressions that first appeared in 1888 in a letter signed Jack the Ripper, sent to a London newspaper, widely published since, are used throughout the diary. The diary is thus inexorably linked to that letter. All comparisons of the two handwritings conclude that they are written by different people. The style of handwriting is not Victorian. The type of writing is indicative of the early to mid-20th century at the earliest, not late 19th century. The layout, pen pressure, and ink distribution all indicate many entries were written at one time. They are completely inconsistent with a diary, but consistent with a forgery of a diary. The ion migration test, conducted by its developer, Rod McNeil, to determine how long ink has been on paper, concluded the median date.